Yes, we're live. Welcome, Laura, to the show. We've got ourselves another situation, another studio, but it's still the same Songwriters Guild Live, and Laura Resnick is our live guest today. Let's start with a song. What song you want to play for us?
This is a song called Crickets. It's off an EP I put out last year. I guess I could just take it from there.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, old friend, we meet again. Same old song, so not quite as strong. I'll tell you his name. Give advice for free. When it goes wrong, just breathe. You'll realize you feel the ground, see the stars, and wonder where the crickets are gone. Oh, da dum, da dum, da dum, da dum, da dum, da dum, da dum.
It's a great song. Let's do another one and then have an interview.
Sure, sounds good.
I'm still sharing this on Facebook, so and later on it will be on demand.
Cool.
We're all listening to Songwriters Guild Live from Amsterdam, and this is Laura Resnick. What song you want to play for us?
I've been doing a lot of writing lately, and last week I've been on the road for the past 3 weeks, and I had a couple days off in Berlin, so I locked myself in a room and wrote a couple songs, and this is one of them. So I thought
great,
I'd Berlin. Try it out. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You have a title?
Yeah, it's called Green Linoleum.
Green what?
Green Linoleum. It's like
the stuff on the floor.
I used to have my house growing up, the house that I was born in had a floor that was green linoleum, and this is a song sort of about nostalgia and...
Great. Love it. All right.
Okay, let's try it out. made of cups of gray. Half sugar, half tea. You sit and watch the same films every Sunday after three. Every day she do the dishes, like every day before. For hours I'd sit and watch her on the green linoleum floor. She'd bake us cakes and give us spoons so we could lick the bowls. Think I felt this way before. Think I felt this way. Back then we didn't need helping hands across the street. They just fill our pockets full, say us something sweet. They pat our heads and leave us be, and nothing else was said. Then we'd sit inside on Sundays, then the week would start again. For everything they gave us, they said share it with a friend. Never thought I'd feel again. Never thought I'd feel again. Never thought I'd feel again. Remember washing cars and walking dogs and trimming trees, selling lemonade from concentrate on the corner of my street. Remembering the very day I first became a thief. Now I do want to work for honest pay and try to be discreet. Ooh, think I felt this way before. Never thought I'd feel again. Think I felt this way before. Never thought I'd feel again. Every day she'd do the dishes, like every day before. For hours I'd sit and watch her on the green linoleum floor.
Yeah, that's great. It's about your, what you said, you're like your, the house that you used to grow up in, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, just sort of a song, I guess, about growing up, like hearing different, my parents used to tell me these stories called candy stories growing up. They're sort of like bedtime stories, but they'd usually be about their childhood. And it would usually involve something that they used to eat, something sweet. And then I started thinking about, things that I used to, like things that I remember the taste or the smell of. And then I found that recently it's really been a good conversation starter with people, of like just kind of asking them a question about what you used to eat when you were a kid. Yeah. And then, yeah, I've just been finding it really interesting. And I asked my grandmother that a little while ago. And you think that you hear, that you know all about your grandparents, and but then you ask something that you haven't asked before and you'll get a, yeah, a little memory that she hasn't thought about in 50 years or whatever. And
that's great.
Yeah, that's kind of where that song came from.
cool. You can hear some noises in the background, by the way, but that's just the people outside.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of cozy, right? Yeah. People are all busy around here. There's lots of studios, and we're here holed up in this TV studio control room.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
It's very cozy.
Yeah. And you grew up in British Columbia, right? That's Canada, I think.
Yeah. It is Canada. Yeah. You know, the West Coast.
Right. Okay.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little bit of a British accent, but that's maybe because it's called British Columbia.
No, actually, I've been living in the UK for the past few years. So
that's the reason.
But I like to think that I've kept my Canadian accent as much as I can.
Well, a little bit, yeah, but it's hard to distinguish.
Ah, okay.
That's good. I mean, it's fun.
I get Irish a lot. I don't really know why, but I've never even been to Ireland. But
you should.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I've been there only once, and I'm still thinking back on it.
Yeah.
Like, so in your bio, I read that you use the piano sometimes.
Yeah, piano's my main.
Your main instrument. Yeah.
It
didn't mention the guitar at all, but you're playing very well guitar. So
thank you. I'm traveling at the moment, so it's very hard to lug a piano around on trains. But
so that you write your songs on the piano then?
Both. I find that, some days I'm feeling, I go through periods where I'm more into the piano and more into the guitar, and I find I write very differently on either. I feel like it uses a different part of my brain or something. But definitely I've been writing a lot more acoustically and listening to a lot of folk and traditional music as of late.
And that's better on the guitar?
Yeah, or? just kind of what I'm feeling. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. So this song that you just played was obviously written on a guitar, right?
Yeah.
Because it's that you probably didn't have a piano there.
Nope.
Okay. Do you start when you write songs? Do you start with the instrument, or do you start with words?
I rarely do start with words. I usually find like a pattern or a chord progression or something, and I'll just kind of sing improv for a long while, and if I hear a snippet of a melody or something that I like, and then I vocalize through, and if I kind of have shapes, think in shapes really of like how I want it to sort of flow, and then it's usually more of a subconscious thing of when a theme actually pops up, it will be, it's like sort of attach it to
it just looks good in your mind, and you're like, this is something.
Yeah.
Gotta hold on to that.
It was just sort of like, I try to just keep it as organic as possible, and usually if I sit with it for a while, like just something will come up that I just try to turn my ego off, turn my brain off, and let it come up. Words usually come quite a bit after. I'll come up with something, record it, and sit with it, go for walks, and I like to move while I write. I like to be on trains
and
on the bike and in the nature and just have it in my ears and just sort of live in it for a little while.
Oh yeah, so you record it and then you just put it on your on your ears and just listen to it.
Yeah.
For great. And do you have when you in your bio you wrote that. You've got a very broad style of music.
Yeah, I definitely have an eclectic taste.
Is that also something that you do live? Like you play different styles, or?
I have a big jazz background. So I played a lot of and then I also play violin. So I'm classically trained on violin. So I had that growing up. And I do play for a couple different like pop bands and contemporary bands, and I love traditional music, like traditional Celtic music.
You still do that as well, also the bands and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do back home in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Play for a couple.
So do you play, when you play live, now you're on tour, so you're playing solo, I guess, right?
Yeah, right now.
But do you also play with a band sometimes, or?
I do, yeah. I had a 4-piece band when I was back in Vancouver. That's what I recorded. My first album was a full band. It was 4-piece. It was piano, bass, drums, guitar, and it's very. And then when I moved to London, I had a. I lived in a house full of 8 musicians.
Oh, that's great.
So I kind of lived with my band, and there was a trumpet player, banjo player, drummer, guitarist. Lots of, I love backing vocals and strings. And
did you record material with them?
No, unfortunately not. It's a work in progress.
That's what you're going to.
Yeah.
Because you're still there.
I go back and forth. I'm mostly in Vancouver right now. But yeah.
But you kept in touch with them.
Yeah.
And why did you go to London for?
It's a place I've been going to since I was little. I do have family there, so it was a familiar place, and I knew a lot of people that had been sort of migrating there. The music scene is really great. It was just the next place over from Vancouver that I actually felt like I had a bit of a foothold, so I wanted to.
How does that work? I heard there's lots of open mics there.
Yeah.
How do you grab onto the scene?
That was really my main reason, my main mode of meeting people. You don't really know anyone, so you're forced to go out and talk to people. And I feel like I'm in a different sort of out of my comfort zone. So I feel like I'm pushed a little bit more to start conversations with people that I didn't know. And then I just went out every single night, was always playing, talking. And since it's sort of a hub people come to from all over the world, I feel like you have something in common with them already. So it was a really great way to meet people and network. And
what open mic would you say would be great for to start with?
I think they're not doing it weekly anymore, but my main one that I went to was called the Spice of Life. Now it's just a monthly one. But sadly, a lot of the ones that I started with aren't happening anymore. A lot of venues have closed that I...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Inspiral was a really big one. It was this place in Camden that... it was a amazing, beautiful space.
So there's a lot of changes going on in London then at the moment.
I find so, especially, I think everywhere. I know in Vancouver, definitely, it's like... It's unrecognizable. So many places just...
Okay.
Yeah, I can't afford to keep running.
Over here, we still have the open mic session.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
Did you go?
I sadly was playing on Tuesday night, so I couldn't come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know it's on Tuesday then.
Yeah.
So if you come back to Amsterdam, you should visit.
Yeah, I know, definitely.
It's great. I have one last question that I wanted to ask you out of the bio. It's like... you said that you are not playing in the regular places, but more like bookstores and bell towers even.
Yep, that's a work in progress. I do have a bell tower in mind.
So is that a thing, or is it just because of necessity?
No, it's a thing. I don't particularly, like, I just kind of like to look for unique spaces that... And I'm not really a big fan of noisy bars or venues where people talk. I love intimate spaces, artistic spaces. And so I just like to have a little... played in a optometrist's office last year, my last tour.
Oh, wow.
Although not like a place where you like buy glasses.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Optometrist. Yeah.
Bookstores, canal boats... what am I doing? I'm playing on a boat, another boat in Munich.
Oh, next great.
Week. It's just fun. To see.
Cool. So you book also specifically in those places?
I take what I can get. Lots of house concerts, art spaces and event spaces and kind of blank canvas spaces.
And how do you come up with ideas for booking?
There are a couple platforms in Denmark, in Scandinavia, where I'm going in the next 2 weeks. I've been working with lo-fi concerts.
Sorry?
Lo-fi.
Lo-fi concerts?
Yeah, so it's a very cool platform.
Yeah.
And they've just opened up to the UK now.
Okay.
But they've mainly just been around Sweden and Denmark.
That's interesting.
But they connect you directly with people who want to host a concert, so either be living rooms or like a unique space, there's a bicycle shop, there's the city hall in Copenhagen. So and you have all of this list of people that are doing things, you can connect directly with them and then sell tickets through the platform, and it just makes it sort of cuts out the middleman. And then the people that work for Lo-Fi are really supportive. They all come to the shows, they all write and blog, and they're just very much into.
So it's called lo-fi.
Lo-fi concerts.
Concerts.
Yeah. And there's a couple different ones, like Sofa Concerts is another big one.
Oh yeah, Sofa, yeah.
So yeah, just anything that connects me directly with people that want to host and bring their own community. And just music for me has always been about just building community and
that's good.
Showing up somewhere and coming out with some new friends. And
well, you should definitely, whenever you come back, check out all the stuff that we do over here.
Yeah.
Of course, you're playing tomorrow at the Pakhuis de Zwijger.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just go outside and check if the people are having a party or if it's just...
Yeah, it sounds fun.
If it's just bad acoustics here over here. And then we're going to do some more songs.
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good.
Hey, boys. Well, let's hope that they got the message.
Yeah.
All right, I think they got the message. Just a little bit more quiet now. especially for your songs, because they're great. So, what song you want to do for us?
This is another one of that EP. That it's actually over a year old now. It's from November 2017. I put it out. And this is another song off that. I tend to write a lot about family. And Alzheimer's is something that's run in my family. My grandma got it when she was 52, and I never got to meet her. But now my grandfather is, my other side, is currently living with it. And definitely living far away has been hard to sort of stay in touch, and it's been very difficult to watch from afar.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so this was a song that I wrote about. It's just a relationship between a father and a daughter and a loss of memory. And it's called Behave, Be Kind. Ooh.
was a child, I didn't think that's how it went. I was a child when I was a child. When I was a child, I didn't think that's how it went. I was a child when I was a child. When I was a child, I didn't think that's how I'd be.
Great. Yeah. It's a great song.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you, I really like the fact that your songs are very concise, and I love that.
Cool.
So I think they're not far above 2 minutes, are they?
Yeah.
Or in a feeling.
That one's a quite short one. I think it's about three and a half.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Because they're so short... And actually, I don't like the word short. I like the word concise, because it means it's something positive, you know. Maybe you want to do even one more than the one after this. I mean...
Sure, yeah. We've got time.
Yeah? Okay, like great. So I got some people also on Facebook who are loving it. So... hey, Joost. Wat is er?
Je bent aan het opnemen.
Ja, man.
Hoe lang ben je nog bezig?
Nog 2 liedjes.
Oké, hoe lang duurt het volgende keer?
Ja, ik heb net gezegd dat de liedjes heel kort duren. Dus 6 minuutjes, denk ik. 7 misschien.
Geef ik even door hier, want er zit hier een hele peloton.
Oh, zijn ze op mij aan het wachten?
Ja.
Het is echt een party daar, man.
Ja.
Oké. Okay.
Ja, dan succes.
Dankjewel. Ja, is goed. Ah, so the people outside are waiting for me.
Okay,
they
so
didn't tell me.
Just one song.
I thought that... No, we're going to do 2. I that's okay. Yeah, what song you want to play?
I can do a song that I'm actually releasing in not too long. I've just recorded it.
All right.
And it's going to be coming out in the next little while. It's called You're Bad.
Cool. So anybody who's on Spotify or anything, just watch out for it.
Follow me.
Follow. Yeah, follow Laura Resnick with a Z, Resnick.
Yep, R-E-Z-N-E-K.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Oh, if you are like I do, and I act like you, then we're like two actors whose eyes we once knew. I was something to someone, but no one knew. I had riddles for days. I could ask you if you. I am a hen with no thumbs. times and I let you set free. Who am I? Who are they? Who are we? Is to say the things that we say. Are you holy or heathen? Or just in between? Cause you're bad. Yes, you're bad, but you're better than me. Are you holy or heathen? Or just in between? Cause you're bad. Yes, you're bad, but you're better than me. Friends, are you holy or heathen or just in between? Cause you're bad, yes, you're bad, but you're better than me.
Yeah, great. Lovely. Let's do one more song just to show them that we can.
Sounds good. Okay.
What song you want to play?
You can either choose from a very, very new one that I haven't played before that I might mess up, or one that's a little bit older that I won't mess up but doesn't have a name yet.
Oh. I like the mess up thingy. Yep. Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's try
Get
that one.
Get you out of your comfort zone.
Get me out of my comfort zone. So, yeah, like I said, I've been really into traditional Celtic music. Not that this is a Celtic, sort of. Basically, I've been in Scotland for the past, before I came to Europe. I've been hiding away in the Isle of Skye in a little cottage.
Yeah.
And then there was a really big windstorm, and I was writing that song during this windstorm. And it turned into this, and it's called Rattling Chains. And we're just going to try it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, let's rattle those chains. Mm-hmm.
mistress like these, following all of your friends, shaking the windows again like a rattling chain in my head. Do as I said, 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 over and over again.
We sure rattled those chains. We rattled them. We rattled those chains. The wind was blowing outside, but yeah. Wind of people wanted to come in. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're packing up really quick because other people want to come in. And thank you, Laura Resnick, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great.
Brilliant, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, let's do another one.
Yep. Summer Unknown. Yeah. So the next song's called Summer Unknown.
Okay.
I will.
So let's still stillize the mountains, but over the hill I crave for something. Something new, something true, is something I can really sink my teeth into. Something in me, follow the system, or follow a dream. Roll the dice, I don't think twice. Put your worries on your fears to one side. Just get something, if it's something in me. Follow the system, or follow a dream. Roll the dice, I don't think twice. Well, just get something we need. Something we thank you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, awesome. So, talking about songwriting, if you write a song, do you already have the band in your head?
I write all the songs for when I'm playing in the band. Obviously, I do the whole thing with. But talking about songwriting, I've not got a set formula for writing a song. You could get an idea in your head. You could get a melody in your head, and that could come first, and then use that to work on. But I know people say they sit down and then they say they get lyrics first, they get the music first. For me, it's typically whatever. You get your phone out, you get a wee idea, you write lyrics on your phone, and you try and get as much as you can out of that moment.
Yeah.
And then come back and work on it later. But that's how I get my ideas, yeah, just spur of the moment.
Yeah.
So.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And then do you already have lyrics when you put the raw idea down?
I can write a lyric. Lyrics might come first. The music might come first. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually just whatever.
Whatever comes.
I write lyrics, then not have music. Write music, then get lyrics later. So just however.
Yeah, exactly.
However it happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about songwriting. I think it's there's no rules.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You've been playing a lot in bands. Do you still have a band? Or?
I've got a band now. It's my band. This is my stepdad, Jim. He's the old guy. He's doing
Jimmy.
It. He's a guitarist. Old Jimmy.
Yeah, but he's a good guitarist.
So I'm not. He's a good guitarist.
Yeah.
He taught me how to play guitar when I was 13.
Oh, that's great.
He's my stepdad, so that's the things work out. But I mean, yeah, so the band, I've had a few bands. And the band I've got now is a brilliant bunch of guys. Guys that I've known for years. Drummer and the bassist I went to school with, primary. So we've got a kind of the synergy, connection there. We play well, and yeah, this is obviously we're doing acoustic now, but my main thing is I love having a band.
Yeah.
I guess for my music, you heard it there. It's it needs that left behind there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I enjoy this kind of stuff. It's good. It's good to do.
Yeah.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Performances there. So.
It's possible to do it acoustically. But do you write your songs with a band in your mind when you arrange them?
No, I think a good song is a good song, innit?
Yeah.
And that's it, simple as that.
Yeah, exactly.
The band can complement it, but
yeah,
I don't think about
this
sound good with a band. I write, then after I've written it, I go, this could sound good with the band. This one might sound better acoustically.
Do they have their own, do they have their own input? Creative?
Not really, not.
No. You're the
drummer and the bassist, eh? No, I'm kidding.
You're like, that's a big boom.
Saying that though, yeah, just hit things bang, boom, back. That's all we need to do, just do what you turn on the bass. But I mean, I like that though, because obviously, I know Chris, you work with Harry, but I like writing songs, I like just to be, it's my song.
Yeah.
It's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I always prefer to do it just myself. And
yeah.
I think that's. I mean, we'd be a bit stubborn, but in the future, if anything comes my way.
But you can drum part, yourself.
I do a writing partner, but I'd like to keep it just raw, just myself.
But you drum yourself as well, then?
I do a bit of drums, I can hit.
Yeah?
I can hit things, aye.
So, that's great.
Do a bit of drums, do bass, play a bit of bass. Yeah.
Okay.
Wee bit of guitar, more of a rhythm guitar.
You got your own ideas there, and then the drummer just emulates what you do. Yeah.
Write songs on bass. I play piano as well, so. When I'm playing the piano, it's different variations.
Oh, yeah.
For guitar and that, I'm kind of just doing banging out the chords, but on the piano, you can go up and down and do things.
I wish I could do that.
Aye.
You can?
I can do it.
What?
I can do
it on the piano. Look at that.
But it's good. I like piano. A bit different dimension to the songwriting, because I've been writing acoustic all my life, but then bringing the piano in.
Mm. You know what? Let's do one more song each.
Sounds good. Is he watching that, not?
You want to do one more, and then Chrissy will do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot it down. Right. Okay.
Because you're already set up now, so.
Me as well.
Yeah.
So this is actually a song I wrote when I was 15 years old.
Okay.
It's called Shoot It Down. So.
Second fret,
buddy. So it is second fret.
He knows. Yeah, he keeps it all in check.
the old wise man. Right.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is this song's called Shoot You Down. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
but it's special. What happens when it's everybody? I'll need to get to it and I'll hurry.
That wee chord. You remember that? You're a bad man.
Yeah, that's a great chord. Good, thanks.
Six.
Six, I saw it. Six. I was a six, a six.
Bet you're going to crack on. Right.
Great, all right. Thank you, Robbie. Thanks for being on the show.
Chrissy Wilson going back on to play
another song. Yeah, Chrissy. All right, Chrissy, what song you want to play for us last?
A song called Hard Road to Hoe. I'm going to keep it really quiet.
What's it? Were you? What?
This is a song that I play with my band at home. I've got a band myself.
Mm, great.
Rail Fan, the Rail Fan Band.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you know, we'll be over in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
We're over in Amsterdam soon.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Amsterdam's great. We've had such an amazing time
connecting
with these people.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Totally right.
Sure.
Yeah,
we fix them,
man. Okay.
I'm gonna do an experiment with this, Jim, right?
Okay. Just keep me posted, man.
I'm just gonna usually I sing this full pelt, you know, like loud. I'm gonna sing it quiet.
Okay.
Right.
If I put my glasses on,
I'll be playing. Yeah, yeah. This is Hard Road to Home. Song of nature, you know, Scottish blues. Too much evil, yeah.
on this street, got to find your love. There's too much evil on this street, got to find your love. If you ain't got love at home, you better move on out. Death is evil when you're out there, got to get your getaways home. Sisters, brothers, we got a hard road to hoe. Sisters, brothers, we got a hard road to hoe. There's too much murder on this street. What the good people. Too much rape in the neighborhood. What the good people. You let them rule your home. Got them run dead and steady. Them that city got the black and bone. Time to get your funkies home. Sisters, brothers, we got a hard road to hoe. Sisters, brothers, we got a hard road to hoe. Yeah, a man on the corner gonna shoot somebody from the window. Then another man with an axe and a gonna let it on. There's a woman there crying inside, cause she really, really don't know. If you don't know, if you don't know, you got a hard road to hoe. What the good people. What the good people.
Don't know what I've been taking.
Well, that's great. I love it. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And anytime if you're back, you know, let me know, then I'll love to have you back.
Yeah, that was really relaxing and enjoyable. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Thank you, and all the best with your show.
Thank you. Yeah, Songwriters Guild Live will be back. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.